Scenario. Memo. Wander the streets of Rome endlessly. Until tired of your foreign misimpressions, a troop of Bersaglieri take your imagination off on a brisk trot to the Castel Sant'Angelo, where they have not had an execution for a long time, but seem willing now to make an exception. I have captured your imagination, asserts the Comandante of subconscious rambling, and the sun and the moon unite to dribble gold and silver down the bib of the executioner. And the axe does fall, but is just one more unrecorded incident, taking place in my head in a bar near Canal Street, Angelo's, where barstool inertia has set in. A picture within a faded reproduction framed by foliate carving of Violi's great canvas, Canal Street, hanging dim and baroque above the customers. In fact, morsels of roast swan are all that's left on the steam table, and so in the picture I remain hungry, making do with gratuitous details, such as the snow leopards who wait to escort me to my blind date, a 2,500-year-old Scythian princess, who I hope will be thawed and animate by the time I knock on her tomb of logs, high in the Altai Mountains. And the bouquet I bring swirls with the kitsch of autumn colors, and silvery moonbeams dance about, and I was sure I could just sit there, quiet, and partake of that vista forever, time stopping allegorically in its tracks. But then comes the call to action, to get up. A few artful taps from the hammer of creativity, and I'm on my way, a dancing moonbeam.